Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Will abortion throughout all 9 months of pregnancy be declared a human right? Carlos Beltramo and Herman Beltramo report from our European office. Before the end of the month, possibly at the next plenary session of the European Parliament, a vote will be taken on adopting the document known as the Matic Report. This report, presented by Croatian MEP Predrag Fred Matic, focuses on the situation of the sexual and reproductive health and rights of women on the continent. The report supports the Committee on Women's Rights and Gender Equality, and it is now up to the European Parliament plenary to accept or reject the document. The report analyzes the difference in the EU countries concerning sexual and reproductive rights. These rights address health and human rights issues and are therefore the responsibility of each state. Therefore, the EU cannot impose the policy on all member countries. But what the Matic report seeks is for abortion to be declared a right, and more specifically, a human right. The symbolic weight of such a step inside and outside Europe would be immense. To achieve this, the Matic report indulges in a common ploy known to the ancient Greeks, logical fallacies. Yes, Confucius insisted on the proper meaning of words, but Matic prefers our old friend Humpty Dumpty's version. When I use a word, Humpty Dumpty said, in a rather scornful tone, it means just what I choose it to mean, neither more nor less. Well, the Matic report takes Humpty's line and runs with it. It's hardly new, to be sure. For abortion supporters, the term rights has always meant whatever they want it to mean. By their logic, if they want their abortions, they must have a right to them. In fact, they want them so much, their right has to be universal. So Humpty style, I have a right to do whatever I want, becomes their first commandment. Abortion is their prime mandate. There must be no other gods, period. So there's a fallacy number one. A right is whatever I want it to be, no more and no less. And here enters the second fallacy. That assertion might sound easy, but it's full of contradictions. 2 plus 2 can equal 4, but it can also equal 5 once in a while because, well, Humpty wants it to. When you're selling a lie, mixing it up with things that are true helps. I've said 2 plus 2 equals 4 a lot, haven't I? So I've proven that I'm trustworthy. So take my word for it this one time, 2 plus 2 equals 5. Please believe it because that's very important to me. On that note, the Matic report embraces some very reasonable measures, such as supporting maternity care aides. But we're not supposed to notice that maternity means not only mother, but also meaning killing mom's baby, after which, like magic, she's not really maternal at all. And yet, that's at the heart of the comprehensive sexuality education that the Matic report wants to sell to elementary and high school students. And the same rule applies to the report's provision of contraception to all persons of reproductive age. As Aristotle put it, A cannot be non-A. The Matic report is a classical denial of one of history's most basic rules, the law of non-contradiction. Does maternity mean motherhood or non-maternity? For the Matic report, it can be both. The report combines these two logical fallacies to manufacture a so-called right that today presents a grave danger, one that has alerted pro-life organizations across the continent, the proclamation of the right to legal abortion. For years, pro-abortion groups active in international organizations have claimed that the term reproductive rights does not include abortion. Pro-life groups have consistently branded this as a hoax, a trap to promote abortion without saying so. The Matic report makes it clear that we were right all along. In fact, that this trap lay at the heart of the international pro-abortion movement strategy. That's right. Every time international progressivism says reproductive health, it includes Humpty's quiet command. Abortion must be a right because they want it to be. Now, abortion is already legal in most European countries, except in Malta and Poland. In the latter, is it allowed in extreme cases. This report requests that the member states commit themselves to guarantee the possibility of abortion. In other words, it presents abortion as a right that all countries should honor. The document explicitly states that besides legalizing abortion in the two countries where it is illegal, all EU member states would be required to dedicate government funding to abortion. Legalization is no longer enough. They now demand that governments facilitate abortion as well. The issue does not end there. Along with support and advocacy, the report notes that it is just as important to remove obstacles that limit access to abortion. At this point, the report does not refer to legal obstacles, but to situational ones. It highlights conscientious objection, the right of health personnel not to perform abortions, as the primary instance. For example, in Poland, abortion is not performed because almost all physicians have formally lodged a conscientious objection. But that's unfair. In the report's words, the possibility of conscientious objection should be eliminated because it would be, and I'm quoting here, the denial of medical care based on personal beliefs. Now, the report doesn't say whether that's the personal belief of the doctor or the personal belief of the abortionist. But moving right along, of course, this turns reality upside down. The report and abortion supporters in general demand abortion rights because of their personal beliefs. Now they condemn those defending the right to life for their personal beliefs. For promoters of the report, those objecting on the basis of conscience would violate women's rights and therefore cause inequality. But of course, neither would be possible to inform women about abortion at the doors of clinics or to pray for the end of abortion, because that would also be obstructing a right and therefore exercising gender violence. In short, the report attempts to qualify abortion as a human right and to make that assertion a major issue. If the report is passed, EU bureaucrats could pressure European countries to devote increasing amounts of public health care funding to abortion clinics. In addition, they could increase pressure on non-European and developing countries receiving humanitarian aid to include abortion policies in exchange for financial assistance. Professionals who refuse to perform abortions would be forced to do so to lose their jobs or go to jail. Opposing abortion would be a violation of human rights and, as the report says, a form of violence against women and girls. By that logic, all pro-life groups operating in Europe would potentially be accused of violating human rights. Now, pro-life groups and movements in Europe are mobilizing. The One of Us Federation, of which PRI is a member, is lobbying hard in Brussels and every country with parliamentary representation. The European Center for Law and Justice has called the report a veritable Planned Parenthood wish list and has launched its campaign to defeat it. The Commission of the Bishops' Conferences of the European Union has also criticized the document and called on legislators to oppose it. The Citizen Go platform, which PRI also supports, has launched an alert backed by hundreds of thousands of Europeans. As a result, when the report's promoters feared they might lose the vote, they postponed the debate. Well, after press time, we find that the Matic report was adopted by the European Parliament. That means that we have our work cut out for us, folks. This has been the weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.